This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair on a post-State of the Union Wednesday. President Trump covered a lot of territory last night, winning praise from fellow Republicans and a strong rebuke in the Democratic response. Joining us to discuss some of the content of the address as it relates to us in Michigan is one of our senators. Gary Peters is a Democrat who serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and the Joint Economic Committee, all subjects touched upon in last night's address. Thank you so much for the time, Senator.
David, great to be with you.
Well, the address began and ended with a call for bipartisanship and unity. In your estimation, did the body of President Trump's message support that call?
Well, it's mixed. I think what we heard from the president last night was typical of what we've been hearing over the last couple of years. I certainly enjoyed hearing that he wants to work in a bipartisan way. We haven't seen that, of course, in his actions up to this point. And from my experience working with the president, he may say something one night and then the next day be off on a completely different tangent. So I think we'll wait and see. I certainly hope, though, that we can work on a bipartisan way. We've got huge challenges we have to deal with as a country. And the way that we do that in a long-term and a sustainable way is bringing folks together and trying to figure out what we have in common and get those things done. So I'm hopeful. I appreciate them bringing it up, but the proof will be in his actions starting today.
Well, let's talk about some of the body of what he discussed. In addressing trade, the president called for more equal tariff policy. It touted the end of NAFTA as keys to our economic future. While unemployment is low and more jobs are being created, here in Michigan, we just saw GM go through a series of buyouts and the elimination of some 4,000 salaried positions, and that's after announcing the closing of five U.S. plants. Does Michigan win or lose in the Trump administration trade policy plans?
Well, certainly we have to make sure that trade is fair. I fully agree that the rules need to be fair. American workers can outcompete anybody in the world, but the rules have to be ones that we aren't taking advantage of. And certainly he mentioned China, and China has been a country that has consistently broken all of those rules. And if you have trade rules and one country breaks them, then there's no sense having rules. And so we can't allow that. I do think you need to be tough in that area. I'm working on legislation particularly to help small industries and small companies that are the victims of unfair trade. In General Motors' case, as you mentioned, I mean, the thing that certainly frustrates me is that they are building excess and more capacity in Mexico. And so when they come out and say they need to shut down some plants because of excess capacity, it's because they've been building capacity in Mexico and not utilizing what we have here in the United States. You know, for example, they have the new Chevy Blazers made in Mexico. That could have easily been made here in America.
And so it seems as though there are some areas in trade policy wherein bipartisanship could work and advance us forward.
Absolutely. And I think part of that is making sure that we enforce the rules that we have in place and let folks know they can't take advantage of us.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and again, we're talking with Michigan Senator Gary Peters about last night's State of the Union address. As you well know, Senator, the condition of Michigan roads has been ranked worst in the country. Our state has become the poster child for poor water quality and public health, in part because of an aging infrastructure system. PFAS contamination continues to be found in more of our waterways, and we're just at the beginning of our understanding of how dire that issue may become. Was the president's message on infrastructure sufficient for what we have to deal with in Michigan?
No, I think clearly that fell short. He made a passing reference to infrastructure coming together, and this is an area where I would hope that we would have the easiest time of finding bipartisanship. There aren't Republican roads or Democratic roads. It's just about getting down concrete to fix them and bridges and to deal with our sewer systems and other critical infrastructure. He did not spend much time. I was disappointed with that in the speech. The last infrastructure plan that he put out from the federal government basically said, we will do this if states put in more money. That states are already struggling with resources, so he basically has offered up a non-plan when it comes to infrastructure, and that's something we have to do. We have to be willing to make those investments. We have to be willing to raise the revenue necessary to build our system around the country, particularly with help from the federal government.
And when you say raise the revenue, are we talking in form of new taxes, something that has not won much favor with the Republican side of the Congress?
Well, it may require a revenue through that, or it could be as far as just reallocating some of our priorities that we have in our budget right now. When you're spending money, it's all about how you prioritize spending that money. We haven't had the kind of budget process that we should have to really ask the tough questions. Where should we be making long-term investments in this country, and which ones need to go to the top of the list and which ones need to fall to the bottom of the list?
Well,
that's something that has to happen.
The president clearly spelled out where his priorities lie when it comes to the budget last night. Michigan is home to a large immigrant population. It's vital to many areas of the state's economy, including seasonal agriculture. With the president doubling down on his call for a physical wall and funding for that wall at the southern border, what do you see as the potential outcomes in Michigan?
Well, there's no question border security is important. I'm ranking member on the Senate Homeland Security Committee. We have to make sure our borders are secure. But we have to do it in a thoughtful way, and certainly the president did not offer that last night either. He talked about a border wall, but if you look at the needs that we have for border security, it's really things like making sure our ports of entry have the proper security, and balance that with the ability to move freight and trade through those ports as well. You know, Michigan is the home of two of the five busiest border crossings in North America. We need increased investments in that because we have, as I mentioned, a dual function. We need to keep everybody safe, but we also need to make sure trade's moving back and forth efficiently, and especially in Michigan with the auto industry and just-in-time delivery. They need to know when parts are coming to the factory as they move back and forth across the Canadian border. But, of course, we have to do that with safety as well. Those are the kinds of things that we need to invest in. Those are clear shortages of what we have in terms of technology and our ability to make sure those places where most of the traffic is going through are being handled properly. That's not something the president talks about. He talks about a wall that even the Department of Homeland Security says there's nearly 1,000 miles of border on the southern border where it makes no sense to have a wall.
It may very well come to the fact that we have another government shutdown in less than 2 weeks. In fact, if the funding for that wall does not come forward, can it be avoided?
Well, I'm confident that my colleagues here in the Congress do not want to have a shutdown. It's absolutely irresponsible to do that. I know President Trump was very proud of the last shutdown. He said that he was proud to do that. And he seems to indicate now in his tweets that he's willing to do it again. But I think most of us agree that it is simply unacceptable. While you're having a policy debate, you don't shut down a government, deny taxpayers services that they've paid for. You don't force people to work without pay. It is simply that something that cannot happen. We'll continue to be negotiating over the weekend. Hopefully we'll have a plan that both Democrats and Republicans here in the Congress can agree to. And then the question will be, will the president agree to it, or will he do what he did last time and shut down the government?
Well, there's no question the politicking will continue. There are candidates already actively campaigning for the 2020 elections. Will you be running for re-election?
Yes, I'll be running for re-election to position in the U.S. Senate.
So my final question, Senator Peters, will these campaigns further hinder the ability to find the sense of unity and bipartisanship that's needed to move us forward between now and those 2020 elections?
Well, I hope it does, because I hope a big part of certainly the way that I run, I always seek to reach across the aisle in order to pass legislation on a bipartisan basis. And I would hope that we would see that from our presidential candidates as well. It's perhaps why we heard some of that, at least from the president last night. I think the American people are looking for folks who are willing to do what it takes to get things done. And often folks also realize that means we have to be able to come together even across party lines in order to do that. So I hope that's a theme of the presidential campaign and what we get as a president who is, in the end, who is truly committed to working in a way that really unites our country as opposed to dividing it.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch as we move forward. Budget about to come out in the not-so-distant future, and that's going to kind of set the priority for the presidential administration. We'll see how that works out with a divided Congress. And I hope as that moves forward, we'll have an opportunity to talk again.
Absolutely. I will look forward to doing that, David.
Thank you so much for the time today. Much appreciated. That is Senator Gary Peters, a Michigan Democrat, offering some of his views on this day after President Trump's State of the Union address. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.